I see. You didn't see those in towns, though?
You do sometimes, but it would be on the outskirts, mm-hmm. not in town.
I see. During cold weather like this, have you ever had any trouble with the pipes?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, most of the time. If it goes beyond like this was, if you don't cover them. Now, here lately they're putting out insulation of paper that you can wrap your hydrants or and your pipes, your water pipes with. It keeps them from freezing. But if any water pipes that are exposed, like for watering the yard, or maybe for, I would say draining off the porch. There goes that word again.
Right.
Or watering the grass or things like that.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, you have an outside hydrant for that. And they very, very often freeze. Mm-hmm. Sometimes your cutoff freezes. You have a cutoff that you can go in the yard and just cut it, the water off entirely from the street to the house. Well, then if the pipe freezes, it's the city's fault. They'll have to fix that. If it freezes beyond this cutoff. My house is right near the side of the steps.
Have you ever had any of your pipes, when they freeze, to actually...
Well, before last I had one, and I kept saying, I heard water, and I asked different ones to look, and they couldn't hear. And all of a sudden I looked out the window, and my goodness, the street was flooded, and the pipe had bursted.
Mm.
And she was just a fountain coming out.
Huh. But that was a mess.
Oh, it was. And it cost, too, quite a price.
I imagine.
To reinstall them.
Yes, ma'am. Well, talking about things that you use around the kitchen, do you have this thing that you might use when you're pouring liquid into a small mouth bottle to keep it from spilling?
Funnel.
Yes, ma'am.
Funnel.
Most kitchens have those?
Well, they're up to their kitchen, but yes.
Here in Mobile, have you ever seen people ride buggies?
Oh, just for a display or something like that, in a parade. But of course, this olden times was the day of the horse and buggy.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, they had a two-seated surrey, they called. You've heard of that?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, and then they had a horse and buggy. The buggy had four seats in it. Now, some of them, they called, madams and all these great ladies of the South would go riding, they'd throw back the cover, you know, and it would be opened at the top.
Yes, ma'am.
And sometimes it'd have an umbrella. These fancy little, in colonial times, that's really when it was.
I see. On a buggy, did the men who were driving them ever use this thing to crack around the...
Look. Mm-hmm.
Do you happen to know, on some buggies, you have these long wooden things that when you are hitching your horse up to it, you have to back the horse in between them to hitch him up?
Yeah, but what's that called? A stirrup is what he puts in his mouth to attach to his saddle, I think. But that's called a... I don't know what that's called, not a saddle.
Ever heard of them called buggy shafts?
No, but it could be a shaft to a... Anything, a wagon even for that matter, would use a shaft.